here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 28th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of philosopher and writer Jean-Jacques Rousseau, born in Geneva on this day in 1712. In 1749, the Academy of Dijon sponsored an essay contest, and the question was, has the revival of the arts and sciences done more to corrupt or to purify morals? Rousseau was delighted by the question, and he said that his head was so full of ideas he was unable to breathe. He said, "And that is how I became a writer, almost against my will. The remainder of my life and all my subsequent misfortunes were the inevitable result of this moment of aberration." Rousseau was normally a lazy fellow, but he worked feverishly on his essay, A Discourse on the Sciences and Arts, and it won first prize. He went on to write many more philosophical works, including his famous The Social Contract, in which he said that the natural condition of humanity is to be brutal and lawless, and that it is through an agreed social contract of what constitutes a good society that humans are able to rise above their base nature. It's the birthday of comedian and filmmaker Mel Brooks, born Melvin Kaminsky in Brooklyn in 1929. In the Army in World War II, he deactivated mines after the Battle of the Bulge while he was organizing shows for his fellow servicemen. In 1949, his friend Sid Caesar asked him to write for his comedy program, Your Show of Shows, and later he wrote his first feature film, The Producers. The movie didn't do well at the box office, but it was made into a Broadway musical and won 15 Tony Awards. Mel Brooks, who said, "Tragedy is when I cut my finger. Comedy is when you walk into an open sewer and die." It was on this day in 1948 that Shirley Jackson's controversial short story, The Lottery, was published in The New Yorker. Hundreds of readers wrote to the magazine, many of them wanting to cancel their subscriptions because they were so upset by the story, which ends with people in a small village stoning one of their citizens. Jackson later wrote, "On the morning of June 28, 1948, I walked down to the post office in our little Vermont town to pick up the mail. I was quite casual about it, as I recall. I opened the box, took out a couple of bills and a letter or two, talked to the postmaster for a few minutes, and left, never supposing that it was the last time for months that I was to pick up the mail without an active feeling of panic. By the next week, I had to change my mailbox to the largest one in the post office, and casual conversation with the postmaster was out of the question because he wasn't speaking to me." And here's a poem by Seamus Heaney, Fireside. Always there would be stories of lights hovering among bushes or at the foot of a meadow, maybe a goat with cold horns pluming into the moon, a tingle of chains on the midnight road, and then maybe word would come round of that watery art, the lamping of fishes, and I'd be mooning my flash lamp on the licked black pelt of the stream, my left arm splayed to take a heavy pour and run of the current, occluding the net. Was that the beam buckling over an eddy, or a gleam of the fabulous? Steady the light and come to your senses. They're saying good night." A poem by Seamus Heaney, Fireside, from Selected Poems, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.